got canceled on again for today by two people. I was very excited to have them on. Rescheduled.
Yeah.
One person is in another country and they're touring because they got vaccinated and so they can do things like that. Very excited to have her on. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the other person has their father staying with them who's a little older and not vaccinated, so didn't want to run the risk, but wants to do this in person. So that's totally fine. So it's just me and you today. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
We're finally just like doing one of our own episodes, which are some of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too. We keep like, it's when it's just you and I like we could just like put it off. Because we're like, oh, we can just do this whenever. We can just like, record one of these whenever. And then we never do one. Because our whole, like, every time we, like, see each other, it's like a whole podcast.
I know. Or seven in a row. Which somehow, like, we've been doing this festival. Somehow doing 6 or 7 interviews in a row is the most exhausting thing I've ever done. Like, worse than any manual labor. Not worse, but more fatiguing for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, don't you find that? Like, after, aren't you just like... oh my God, I have no brain cells left. I can't form a sentence. Like, remember the final interview we did that one day where I just didn't say anything and it was awkward for like 10 seconds because my brain, like my CD skipped basically. Yeah. I can't even remember who we were talking to now. Oh, it was Chandelier and Mike Noble.
Yeah.
Remember I just stopped having a personality for a good 15 seconds and I had to like text her one after and like apologize because like I just lost my personality. Just went out the window after 7 straight hours. I don't know what to say anymore.
You know what's funny with those times when you like die inside after like so many episodes? Like it's like I almost like come to life a little bit. Like I never
seeing me die brings you to life. It's like an Evanescence song.
It's like I don't know what it is, but maybe I'm like overtired and like we're never dying at the same time.
Yeah, you get your like second wind.
Yeah.
Like right when I'm down for the count. That's gotta be Evanescence lyrics. Or Nickelback lyrics.
Or Eminescence.
Eminescence, my favorite. Like my favorite collaboration of 2003. I also love you and I were discussing like just the different episodes we've put up and normally it's just like, you know, pretty positive feedback. The one that we didn't get positive feedback on was the one where me and Sean McDonald talked about having COVID. I like picturing that person being like, I don't like this. Keep it healthy.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Nuh-uh. Bring David Harris back. That was positive. He's healthy. I like that. This Sean guy, I don't like his story. I don't like thinking about people getting illnesses. So let's keep that out of the podcast.
Like who's going around and disliking videos? And like...
We got sick. Feel bad for us. Where's the sympathy likes?
Well, there's a lot of people, I guess, that like, oh, we can't go political.
Yeah.
Or this one's going to get disliked too.
Oh, great. Now look what I did.
Oh, no. I'm just going to cut that out.
But I mean, just to keep it, you know, going down the political path we're not supposed to. I'm so excited to get vaccinated. Just give it to me. Shoot it in both my eyes if it does it quicker. Let's just get it over with. I want to go to LA whenever I want again. I want to perform. Just give it to me. I don't care if there's microchips in my bloodstream. The government would be really disappointed to see what I do anyway. They'd be like, okay, this guy's a vocalist. He's with a bunch of comedians all the time. Bunch of rock stars in his life. This is going to be crazy. Day one. Okay, he got up at 10:30 a.m. That's like not really here nor there as far as sleeping in. Like if he was doing meth, he probably we just wouldn't be asleep yet. And if he's hungover, it'd probably be like 1, but 10:30 a.m. All right. Well, okay. Well, look at him now. He's at the hospital. Okay. That's crazy. Oh, he's just at the Starbucks kiosk at the hospital because it's close to his apartment. Okay. Still not very interesting. Okay. Get a notepad because we're going to really need to take notes on what this guy's crazy life is like. Okay. He's been cuddling his cat for like 3 hours. It's really. Oh,
and now he's bought him a bunch of things that he doesn't
want. He bought his cat a couch made of cardboard. It's kind of. Not badass at all. Day 6, you're like, can we vaccinate someone with a drug problem? This is so boring. This guy just plays video games and hangs out with his cat all the time. Thought there would be some debauchery. But yeah, give me the vaccinations. Can't wait for my anti-vaxxer friends to see this and really send me some text messages late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any anti-vaxxer friends. I have anti-vaxxer family.
Which is drastically different it's categories.
Crazy. Yeah, it's next level.
Oh, man.
If they put a microchip in my bloodstream, it would just be a lot of pacing. I feel like they just get dizzy trying to like geo-track me. They're like, oh my God.
it's just acting as like a Fitbit. It's like, okay, well, Alexi took 7,000 steps today. Man, that is crazy.
If they want to microchip me, just send me the results. I'm curious to know like what your stats are on me, right? Like,
it's like putting a microchip in my cat's ear. Now I know where he is. Do it to me too. In case I get abducted. And let's face it, I am some good looking abduction bait.
Yeah. I think that's the name of the episode, maybe.
Good looking abduction bait?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. Maybe it'd be hard to put me in a duffel bag and into a trunk. Pretty lanky, pretty tall. Probably don't fit in most trunks unless it's a Buick Skylark. I don't think they make those anymore.
No, so you're okay.
Yeah. Have you ever been hit by a car?
No. Hmm. No, but you know what? I'm not a careless driver.
No, I mean like on foot.
Oh, no. No, I haven't. But I'm not a careless driver. Sometimes you ever do something when you're driving and you're like, oh man, that was a little careless. One day I'm going to hit somebody.
I took this blindfold off. Yeah, what am I doing?
I shouldn't be napping at the wheel. Yeah.
What was I thinking? So tired.
I don't know. Do you ever feel like, man, one day I'm going to hit somebody.
I feel like you being a careless driver is you're uploading something to YouTube that you shot earlier that day and you just don't have time.
Yeah.
It's in your passenger seat. Yeah. I do things like not look when I jaywalk and stuff. And So I get honked at by buses and it's probably because I'm like multitasking.
Oh my God.
Like I'm never doing anything for fun when I'm walking and looking at my phone. It's like I'm doing like emails or something. It's like, cause I get so absent minded because there's so many things going on that I'm like, okay, if I don't do that right now, I'm just going to forget to do it completely.
Yeah.
So I better do it now while I'm jaywalking across a freeway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's I'm the worst person to jaywalk with.
Why?
So like when I was growing up, my mom was very much like, she had a daycare with like a lot of kids and anytime we'd go walking anywhere, cause you walk everywhere with a daycare, you know, as soon as there's a car, like in the distance, she's like, car, everybody, car.
Move your hockey nets.
So now it's like, I don't know, if someone's trying to jaywalk with me, I'm like, no, there's a car a mile away. Can't you see it? We're going to get hit.
Well, you know, what's funny is that jaywalking is such a city by city basis that, growing up where I grew up, everyone jaywalks. Like I literally had a cop car stop so I could finish jaywalking. And I was like, sorry, this is in Langley. In Vancouver, everyone walks everywhere. And so it's more common, but my LA friends would never jaywalk. Like, I have a friend who got a jaywalking ticket.
Yeah. I feel like I just heard about one of those too.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's funny when Kat Von D was here, I made her jaywalk with me and she was like, wait, are you serious? Like she couldn't believe it. And then as we were walking across the street, she's like,
oh my God.
Scared.
Oh, that's so funny. Kat was in the city.
Yeah, this is like a couple years ago when she was doing something for Sephora. And so I brought her to Gastown and I'm like, so let's check out that Stussy store across the street. And she's like, oh, it's a crosswalk. I'm like, nah, not necessary when you're with me, my friend. No problem. Rule breaker over here. And so we just started walking across the street. And then she made that weird Miss Piggy sound as we walked across the street. Yep.
Yeah, I've heard it's like pretty nuts in LA. I get that for sure.
I still fucking jaywalk there. Who cares, bro? I don't care about anything. I'm answering emails.
I'm Canadian. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know any better. Yeah. 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 I've never had to like pull that card, but it's firmly in my front pocket to pull.
Yeah.
I don't know any better. I'm Canadian. Because the reputation is still that we're stupid for some reason, which I've never understood.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the only thing I would think if I was from out of town is that we're just cold all the time.
It's very inaccurate. What's funny too is that when I first started going to LA a lot, which was like maybe like 8 years ago, people would just make fun of me for it. And now there's like a quiet respect. Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, okay, you guys can still hang out on patios, huh? I mean, not right now, obviously, because we really fucked up and now no one can, all the COVID cases are back up, only in BC, seemingly.
We're not allowed on patios anymore?
Patios we can do, but when I was in LA in October, they took that away.
Oh my God.
And now it's back, now that I left.
I can't keep up anymore. I know. I don't really do anything anyways.
Yeah, I know. It's why the government's so bored with our microchips.
Yeah, exactly.
These two guys are just so boring.
And I quit drinking.
Yeah, exactly. So what good is a patio to you anyway? For a nice lemonade?
Nice, cool lemonade with ice?
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could go for one of those.
So now that you've quit drinking, what differences do you notice? Are your sleep patterns better?
No. Oh, but I actually...
That's why I drink so much.
You know, I think when I first moved in, so I moved as well. I did a COVID move.
Yeah.
Into my own place.
Yeah, it's a super cool place.
It's super cool, but it's right beside the trains. And that's when, like, three in the morning is when the trains do all the train stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they do like all that. Worse. You know what they do in the middle of the night? I didn't know this until I moved there. Uh-huh. They bash them together.
Oh, love it.
That's like a thing they do, I guess, so that they get connected. They bash trains together at 3 a.m. That's when they do it. I think I get woken up in the middle of the night.
Mm.
I don't think I've been in REM sleep since I stopped drinking, because when you would drink, you know, you go to sleep and you sleep good. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't drink
knockout sauce, I call it.
Yeah. Like, it's so long as you don't drink too much and get the spins, but if you drink a little bit,
yeah,
then you sleep through it.
I love that part of the process of a train yard is just them smashing together. That's the loudest thing. That is a description of if something's too loud, it sounds like two trains crashing into each other. That's just like what it is like to live where you live.
Yeah.
That's like when I first moved to Vancouver, I moved across the street from a fire department.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no. Like, and you don't know that's the way it is until like your first week living there. And then you're like, I've made a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
I lived between a fire station and Rogers Arena. And so anytime there was a Canucks game, it would just be like, woo, all night.
The trucks and the people.
Yeah, fire trucks and drunk assholes.
Both making woo sounds.
You know what's crazy? I think I was on the 12th floor of that place. And I remember, no, 7th floor. The day I moved in, I went on the balcony and I saw some woman in a apartment across the street go, goodbye, and try to jump off the balcony. And some guy grabbed her and pulled her inside.
No.
Yeah.
No way. That's my worst fear is people falling from buildings, like jumping or really? Whatever. Or like jumping or falling from high heights. Oh.
Yeah, that was...
Did you ever see her again?
No. Traumatizing.
Yeah.
But she didn't jump out the window because I think I would have noticed.
She just tried to jump off the balcony.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked.
That is fucked.
Oh man.
Yeah. I was watching this documentary about people who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, and the people who survived, every one of them was like, when they were like, what's going through your mind? And they were like, every single person was like, yeah, the second I did it, I regretted it. It's like, yeah I would think so.
Yeah, something about like that when someone jumps and you know that like even if they were like so determined, as soon as they jump, they regret it.
That's
and then there's
crazy.
That like moment that they're alive. It like makes me sad. I think that's why it freaks me out so much.
It's funny though to me at first. I was like, huh, because to me the free fall sounds fun, but the reason that you're doing it is not fun. So I guess it's not fun.
Right? It's like, I guess you could like lean into it and like enjoy that jump even though you're like,
if anyone
oh,
ever
fuck.
Has.
I didn't turn off my stove.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's going to cost my family a lot of money. Shit got dark.
Yeah, I got real dark. Well, it's the pandemic times.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Pandamn it.
Pandam.
Let's call this episode Pandam. Pan damn, girl.
Pan damn.
Pan damn it.
Oh, I love it.
Man, yeah, it's funny because you are woken up by trains crashing together. You see, me, I wake up every morning at 4 a.m. because my cat licks my eyelids, which is our bonding ritual we're doing. He's very into it. I'm kind of into it, but I like it. I'm a first time own my own cat guy, and I absolutely am guilty of all the disgusting cat owner obsessed with their cat moves, except posting about it all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting it. And I get it. Because right? He makes me laugh all the time, and his face is hilarious, and he's so cute. And I just know how disgusting it is when people post a ton of photos of their baby human, let alone their cat. So I'm just not doing it very often. You're welcome. But just know that I want to, and I'm fighting the urge.
Like, can you imagine having a child and it's like, I guess, I don't know, babies are like, all right, but I don't know, you ever see like an ugly baby?
And to me, they're all hideous.
I think there are some brands of baby that are cute.
Brands.
Yeah. Just like when their face looks a certain way, like the proportions are cute. And then other times you're like, oh no. But like, I guess if the person like that had the baby, they made the baby and that they look like that baby.
Yeah, that's true. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat when you see your friends have a kid and it's an amalgamation of the two of them.
Yeah.
That's so, it's so interesting how the random aspects of both of them that it takes.
Yeah.
But I can also just, you know, I feel like there should be like a baby generator video game so that I don't actually have to do it to see.
The Sims.
That's the Sims. Your favorite.
My favorite. I got so excited. I, tonight.
You're so sadistic on there.
I'm filming a YouTube video tonight of me playing The Sims.
I love that.
I don't even know what my YouTube channel is going to be. It's probably just going to be Young Alexi. So
yeah.
Subscribe.
Young Alexi murders families in The Sims.
Yes. I'm going to be doing some really disturbing things on there. So check it out. I'm going to be locking people in a dungeon and forcing them to paint. And then I'm going to take those paintings and sell them for money.
Right, right. My favorite move on The Sims was always put someone in a house where all the walls are fireplaces. Just let them.
With rugs on the floor, rugs, curtains. Furniture.
You know, douse them in gasoline and kerosene. Just see what happens.
I got too many mods for The Sims and it kind of ruined it for me. Like I got, like you can do a lot in The Sims with mods. Like there's one where you can murder other Sims. Like your Sim can murder other Sims with like shooting them and like stabbing them.
Holy
like,
shit.
Really disturbing. And
finally.
Yeah. But I was like, this is too much.
Yeah,
I've removed it. I'm like, I don't like this power.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is too real.
It's the Charles Manson expansion pack.
Yeah.
Expansion pack. Yeah. I feel you. I remember when it came out on iPhone and me and Steve Bays got it and we're working together and we both got the Katy Perry expansion pack, which was $3, but you could have blue wigs. And we got really into it where we were spending like a lot of money on it.
Oh my God.
We're not even working on music. We're just like having like Katy Perry dance parties in our Sims games.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah. It's funny because I noticed that he and I are both always just looking for really fun distractions. And so that's what that was. We also went and got mugs made of each other instead of working one day. On The Office, there's an episode where Kelly gets everybody mugs with their faces on it. So we just got our mugs to look like that and gifted them to each other instead of writing music that day. And so that was how we procrastinated that day.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I remember one time for a Secret Santa gift here at 604, my friend gave me a Noel Fielding mug.
Oh, that's great.
A Noel Fielding Old Greg mug.
Old Greg.
And it said, make an assessment, like from Old Greg.
People who love Mighty Boosh, if you find out someone likes Mighty Boosh, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, we're probably going to be friends then if you like the absurdity of this.
Yeah. My test is always luxury comedy, though, because like luxury comedy is so out there and it's just like Noel Fielding. And
yeah.
It's if you like that, like we should be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Comedy is like that more than music, I feel like, because it's sort of like a statement thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, OK, well, if you hate this thing because you think it's really offensive and to me it's really funny, Now I'm watching my mouth.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is like music is so like, I feel like people can interpret it however they're going to interpret mm-hmm. it. And it might like, if you wrote a song in a certain way, someone might take it to mean something completely different and that's mm-hmm. them. But like comedy, there's only like a few ways that you can take a joke.
Totally. You know, what's weird though, is being somewhere in the middle of comedy and music as gigs and as something I spend a lot of time doing, mm-hmm. I've seen the pretentious side of both things in ways that are weird. Like, for instance, a lot of comedians will be really pretentious about big comedians. Like, that guy's not funny. He sucks. Sellout. And then they'll be like, Counting Crows is the best band ever.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what? Like, how can you yeah. have that opinion, but then not in like in music, you're really lenient with like stuff that's like potentially like cheesy. Nothing against Counting Crows, but yeah. if you talk to a musician and that's what they do, they probably think Counting Crows is terrible.
Yeah.
But they probably think Dane Cook is hilarious. And that's yeah. that's the other side of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Both things are have their place, but it is funny seeing the like drastic sides of both things being in the middle of it.
Yeah. I really like to watch. Well, I feel like we both have spectator spots, but also participants.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But we also get to like watch everything unfold with our musician friends
yeah.
and like our music careers and our comedy careers
yeah.
and comic friends. And
but like, I also don't want to come down on anyone for their taste because no. it's so personal. And I love when people are like excited about a thing that they're really into. I don't need to be into it for to like enjoy seeing them get really into it. I like talking to people who are passionate about something and I like hearing them talk about it. It's like, it inspires me. Mm-hmm. Inspires me to go do the thing that I like to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh. Well, this got positive at the end.
Yeah, this is great. talking about people jumping off of buildings
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
end with being inspired.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe some people are into jumping off bridges and surviving. It's just fun for them.
Hey, I don't know if that's what you're into.
Well, if they've
who am I to judge?
If they have a parachute or a bungee cord, that's fine.
Yes.
Bungee jumping looks looks so scary to me because I met like a lot of times I see people do it. They jump and then just their head dips into the ocean. Ah! What if a shark's mouth is right there?
Just in, just waiting, just nose.
Then the shark's like, that was easy.
Oh,
that was easy.
Man.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Bye.